Is there even one person in America capable of handling, like, honest commentary? Like, how I really feel about American culture and Israeli culture and culture in general, Islamic culture too. Yeah, let's bring up Islam. Why not? Yeah, I think Islam is, also has some, like, cool cultural innovations, like fatwas. If you've ever heard of amicus briefs, it's a like Anglo legal term, right? It's like where like, you know, thousands of people can like write amicus briefs and, you know, they don't need like bar certification. The bar certification thing's like a joke, you know, that's just a criminal cabal. But amicus briefs combine the best in publicity with in advertising with legal strategy. You know, a fatwa is like kind of similar in some ways. It's like a mufti, like, you know, pounding his fist into his palm and like, you know, trying to like, you know, send his fucking, you know, declaration out on a loudspeaker throughout the Muslim world. Let's see. Yeah, so I lived in Jerusalem and, you know, I know a little bit about the Muslim world and it also has its issues. But, you know, Muslims are kind of cool. You know, I don't like the like groaning on the fucking mosques like every morning. It's not the best music and it's not the worst. Yeah, the oud versus the American guitar. You know, comparison. I like blues samples from you know, American bass guitarists like Wes Montgomery. So yeah, Muslim culture, they don't dress like fucking American, you know, westernized female pigs. Yeah, I think the headscarf might be a little excessive, but you know, who knows, man, they might be right. Let's see here. Muslims, what did I want to say about Muslim culture? Terrorism, freedom fighting, terrorism. You know what, the 9/11 crash? I don't know what happened. You know, I think it might have been over architecture. They didn't like those big buildings, like those big steel things. You know, it's hard. You know, like one of those little like mosques versus like a high rise tower. I like something in between. I'm into compromise, cultural compromise. You know, super intelligent cities that integrate, you know, Genghis Khan and Mongolian architecture with the CC center control pillar and Muslim themed architecture with the crescent moon, Omnicore. Sorry, it's not Omnicore, but the Wowels and super intelligent cities brand. You know, we can integrate, we can compromise with things like, you know, Inuit, Indo-European culture, like the Native Americans, you know. I'm willing to bet at least a dollar that in some ancient times, some like Inuit, Indo-Europeans, like Mongolians and Native Americans had like a dispute over like the teepee versus the yurt. And they were like arguing in like Alaska or Siberia or something, and like it was over like impressing women and like who had the better fucking like, you know, shelter, and like it was like a bitter dispute and they like parted their ways, and this was like Stone Ages or something. Yeah, bitter disputes over like architectural style. I'm not a Freemason. I'm not fond of the Freemasons either, like people who like make their bones for like the Freemasons. Like, I want to join. Let me get to like 33rd degree and like learn something new and pretend I'm like a free thinker, you know? Like, okay, I can study it. I can like read a website on it, but I'm not an initiate. I'm sorry. But I do know that like the Jews like murdered Hyman Beef after he built the temple. Like, it was such spectacular secret architecture with like the hidden rooms and like the trinkets, that they're like, we gotta deep six this dude. like bringing like the Lebanons from, or the, sorry, the si what is it? The cypress trees from Lebanon or the redwoods, you know. It's a nothing burger, that whole Jewish temple. Hitler had like, one or two grains of truth on his, at least one or two, maybe a whole handful of like sand on his side and on these scales. Yeah, so speaking of Hitler, he read a lot of books. Like everybody who changes the world can only do so like through like literacy and reading. And you better believe Adolf Hitler had a very, very, very extremely sophisticated speed reading method. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because I had to hunt to find this stuff. Like I'm into like information acquisition techniques, and this one was hidden, like really, really hidden. I think they might have deleted it. Like it's that valuable. But yeah, you can buy my course, wows.com/JAG, for superior education techniques. But yeah, those Nazis, they did some technological innovation. I think they had like a monster cannon, like 50 meters long, made out of metal that could fire a rocket like, at least 10 miles, maybe more. But that's kind of hard doing like the mortar shell like targeting. I think you could use pneumatics too, even for firing like tank piercing mortars, like loading that thing in and like plugging your ears and like, having like blood come out of your ears if you don't do it right. Like I think like a pneumatics cannon on a tank, like you might be able to like pierce armor with like pneumatics and like a sharp like cobalt rounds. Like a bunch of them. It might be more cost effective to use compressed air and electricity and like even electric powered tanks than diesel gas and gunpowder. But who am I? Racism, pure racism, and dick size probably. I don't hang out in bathhouses, it's just too like whatever. Yeah, dick size. See what, like 20 years of cyber war does to your vital organs, like versus Microsoft and like trying to beat like billions of dollars in public relations teams for like weapons industries and aerospace and stuff. And if a girl has an issue over like one fucking millimeter of like dick size and just tries to like discount like your intelligence and like tries to disclaim like every other last factor of fair market value in relationships, that bitch can go fuck a horse for like fucking what's that porn, like xvideos.com, like porn, like for all I care. That's just like too, a little too superficial for me, and that's kind of how females are. Fair market value, what, like you're gonna rate my dick on like an exact measurement scale when you're like a fucking like size A cup? Like you want to promote like breast implants and like penile enhancements, like fucking OJ Simpson and that ugly fucking mediocre, and I'll just say what I really think, white trash cheerleader. OJ Simpson, did he do it? Probably. I think he shanked fucking Ron. Bill Cosby, whatever. All these celebrities, whatever they do, whenever they try to like get some ass, it's like it's over. Like it's like anti-polygamy laws, it's like a Christian nation. It doesn't matter how much money you make, you gotta buy those diamond rings from De Beers and the Jews and like, hopefully, not get out of line. Jesse Gilbert. Indian beads, bitch. Or at most, like something made off of Etsy.com, I like to, I know it's very feminine to like make your own jewelry, you know, but, you know, I have my own designs in mind for like, you know, for wedding. I probably won't ever get married. You know, I doubt I'll even have a significant other. Maybe if I'm lucky. I'm not sure I believe in love. I believe in lust. I definitely believe in lust, but, love, I'm not sure. Companionship, maybe. If any Western women are worth having as companions, I said it before, I'll say it again. Most Western women should be shot, and you can quote me on that. You can definitely quote me on that. In fact, you better quote me on that. I want credit for my quotes. You know, Brainstorm Pro is great fun for innovating on quotes, and rectifying historical inaccuracies. Solomon said, "There's nothing new under the sun." Bullshit. There is something new under the sun, General Hakan. And there always can be with Brainstorm Pro. We need creative technology to create new things. Even made out of, yes, hemp thermoplastics. How much more fun would a tech company be when you can like sit around and smoke all the weed you want and use like the best technology and like start like jizz drizzling things out of like, you know, hemp thermoplastics compounds. I think that's, you know, these, oh God, have you ever seen these 3D printed guns? Like the Liberator for like fighting against like anti-constitutional gun laws. You get like one bullet and the thing explodes in your like hand and like backfires and burns your face. And then like, or two mobile, some of them can like fire two bullets before they're like have to be disposed of. Yeah. You can make like a deadly weapon out of like plastic and fire a gunpowder round out of it. Good luck, geeks. Keep trashing American culture. I don't want to. I want to be a patriot. I want to have our country I can love and, you know, defend or even potentially die for. And it sure has hell is not Israel. Okay, I tried that. I don't know if I want to be buried in fucking Jerusalem, you know, in like some fucking desert, you know. You know, the promised land. I'm not sure Israel is the promised land. I think it's a little overrated, you know. I've like read things from like these fucking like infallible rabbis that say like the physical beauty of the land of Israel is 90% of the world. God loved the Jews so much that he gave them the most beautiful terrain on earth. The land of Israel contains 9/10 of the natural beauty of the world. Really? Really? Have you ever been skiing in Lake Tahoe? There's volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes of horse shit churned out by rabbis and sages. And they want to say like I'm like fucking irredeemable for like trying out Christianity, who said like fuck these guys, these Pharisees. You know, it's a middle ground. I'm not Christian. I'm not Christian and I'm not Jewish. I'm sorry. you know, hold on one second. Whitewashed tombs full of human bones. Yeah, I'll go with that one. You know, I don't keep the Sabbath. I don't want to. I'm not worried about like, you know, creating some sparks. Like one new sin for every like spark plug dishes out when you're like driving to shul. I won't go to a shul. I won't go to a shul and I won't sing like Eshet Hayil, like Women of Valor. It doesn't do it for me. Or like going na 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 na, yada yada yada, and then going like next year in Jerusalem, Lahayim. It's a plane ticket away, idiot. You want to go to Jerusalem? Get on a fucking plane. I mean, look, you got to have like base camp. Look, my real feelings on the nation of Israel, I think it is a good idea, and I'm glad that Herzl created it. Because that's the reality of the world. It's just racism and race politics. And Herzl, he admired the Prussians, or was it the Prussians? Who was it? He said that was the best race. I want to be like them. But he couldn't. So, like, he had to, like, bust out and, like, create a charter for Israel. And it turned into hell. Like not hell, but not great. But at least, you know, there was, like, a political base to, like, try and do your own thing a little bit. So, yeah, I hate Israel, and I don't support their budgeting, and I think they're idiots, and I don't like any of their policies and politics. But, you know, having a state with, like, people with weapons, you know, I'd probably benefit from it somehow, you know. And it makes it a little harder to just, like, you know, deep six me for, you know, based on race or whatever. And let's see here. Hitler's bodyguard was a Jew, fucking Emil something. You know, they said he was gay also. Like, Hitler was gay and Emil was gay and, like, every last Nazi was gay. You know, at least in Google search results, I'm not so sure that's the truth. I actually, like, sourced it. I quoted things right off of Jewish Virtual Library. Same thing with the history of IBM and the Holocaust. You know, they claim there was only, you know, 600,000 Jews in Germany, pre-Holocaust, you know, so we're talking like demographics and like statistics. Someone once said there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. And, yeah, that's a pretty accurate maxim. This is the truth. Believe it. 20 years, internet marketing, trench warfare, unbelievable amounts of hours. They say, like, all these, like mainstream businesses, like business advice books are like, you got to put in, like, 10,000 hours to be, like, an expert in your field. I put in my 10,000 hours and then some. And these little dipshits with, like, a stock business card try to come along and, like, shake their finger at me and go, no, crazy. And when I made my Feretta motion and, you know, tried to, like, demonstrate that I have experience in marketing and serious intellectual property assets, the little fucking kangaroo in Alameda, he locked the Feretta motion under state seal. Locking court documents under state seal is only supposed to be done in extraordinary circumstances. He gave me less than 30 seconds to state my case for a Feretta motion before waving his little kangaroo finger, listening to that fucking white trash kike blood drinker Sarah Einhorn, and then locking the transcripts of my Feretta motion away under state seal. These guys should be stripped of their robes, put in pink skirts, high heels, and fishnets, and sent to the mean streets to work off their debt to society, trick by trick at a time. Anyway, I gotta wrap this one up. I want to be considerate. I know we live in the information age, the digital age, and you're dealing with information overload, and I always try to be concise and deliver quality information in my podcast, and I don't have my Neuralink yet. I cannot transmit my thoughts to the World Wide Web, you know, directly from my skull with a special chip, and I'm still undecided whether I want the Neuralink or the brain chip. I think I'm going to have to let like 100 million white trash, homosexual American idiots try that one out before I make my consumer purchase decision. I'm not sure though if they'll have like online ratings for that one. Yeah, let's wrap this up. Stay tuned.